Hello, I'm Guillermina Gonzalez, Executive Director of the Delaware Arts Alliance, your host for today. And with me, I have Mary Reppy, President of the Rainbow Chorale, and Ellie Armsby, their Artistic Director. Welcome both of you to the radio show.
Hello, thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
I hope I made justice to your beautiful last names, because I tend to butcher them like profoundly.
Perfect.
Okay. So, well, thank you very much. Rainbow Chorale, who everybody knows, and I wish everybody knows about the Rainbow Chorale, but in any event, it's important to refresh people's memories, and it's important to for those who do not know, that I don't think exists, but let's assume that there's somebody that do not know, it'll be important for them to kind of have a better understanding what the Rainbow Chorale is all about. Maybe a little bit of history, if you will. So, Mary wants to go ahead.
I can take that.
Mary,
so,
go
okay.
Right ahead.
So, the Rainbow Chorale of Delaware is a LGBT and straight supporters community chorus. Mm-hmm. It was founded in 1999, and we've been going strong ever since. We're, as I said, a community chorus. We mm-hmm. are non-audition, which means that we take singers at all levels of skill and interest. Mm-hmm. We also have some non-singing members. And we're about 50 people. We rehearse in Wilmington, but we perform all over Delaware. Mm-hmm. We do both. We have a three-trimester season with three major performances, but then we also do smaller outreach performances at community events of all kinds.
Mm-hmm. So 1999, it's been quite some time.
Yes, it has.
So, and you remain strong, and you have beautiful programming. What is the reason for the success? Tell us about why you keep going strong.
Well, I think that we offer a lot to our members. Firstly, mm-hmm. It gives them an opportunity, because we're a very opening and supportive group. It gives an opportunity for people who love to sing to develop as singers mm-hmm. and as musicians. Mm-hmm. And then we have really great programs, so it gives a lot to our audience. Mm-hmm. We do a wide gamut of types of music, mm-hmm. so whatever your musical interest is, you're going to find something that you like. And I think our programming, it's eclectic, but I think we have really good thematic programs. Mm-hmm. For example, a couple of years ago, we did a program on family called Family mm-hmm. Gathering, and mm-hmm. that was an extremely powerful concert that the audience really connected with and our members really connected with, mm-hmm. as they were able to share some of their stories and sing some really beautiful, meaningful music.
I see you have, you go from classical to Broadway to pop to jazz, eclectic mix. Mm-hmm. I've had the chance to listen to you guys, and only but good things to say about
thank you.
Beautiful it sounds.
Thank you. I mean, I think that is, to sort of jump off of what Mary just said, I think, mm-hmm. You know, for me, I mean, I'm just in my fifth year starting mm-hmm. As artistic director, so clearly, you know, there's a tradition of excellence that preceded me, mm-hmm. and I hope that I'm kind of taking the torch, if you will, and going forward with it.
I think you did, because my listening to one of your concerts was not long ago. It was under your tenure.
Thank you. But, you know, for me, one of the things is to always find the value mm-hmm. in any piece of music that we're working on, whether it's Bach, and we have done Bach a few years mm-hmm. ago. We mm-hmm. sort of did a compressed version of a Bach cantata. Or whether it's a, you know, right now we're working on You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch. So that really kind of runs the spectrum there. Uh-huh. But whether it's Bach or Mr. Grinch, you know, for me, it's important to find the musical value and to bring that out and to do each piece at the highest level that we can. Mm-hmm. And I do think that that's part of the attraction for our singers, is mm-hmm. they enjoy not only the diversity, not only the camaraderie of singing, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. also the learning experience and the challenge of taking that music to the highest level that we can. So, That's part
And how do you conceive programs, Ellie?
That's a great question. It's not just me. Mm-hmm. We actually have a committee that works with me. Mm-hmm. And we usually start about a year ahead of time think mm-hmm. about maybe there's a particular theme that we want to explore. It could be that it's timely. Mm-hmm. Or it could just be something that we think has some musical interest. And then we do a lot of brainstorming about possible pieces. And then we really try to narrow that down and find pieces that either fit that theme or are appropriate for a particular mm-hmm. concert. Mm-hmm. But also, again, have that kind of variety and diversity of styles and also have a certain flow and that are pleasing from an audience perspective. So it takes about a year to kind of really put that
all
together.
So, mm-hmm. and you have, as far as I can see, you have three concerts, major concerts. I mm-hmm. mean, that the major ones, but you keep engaging with the community throughout the year, correct?
Yes, that's right.
We basically, this is a program that we have sort of done all along, but in the last couple of years, we've really ramped up. Mm-hmm. So we get invited by groups mm-hmm. to come and sing. Many churches in the area will have us come and sing, particularly if they're doing a diversity service or something celebrating mm-hmm. that.
Mm-hmm. Which we're doing a week from now, a week and a half.
Right. And then we also have we do joint fundraising with AIDS Delaware. Mm-hmm. We support each other organizationally, and mm-hmm. we do a bingo game twice a year, mm-hmm. and we sing at those. And then we get last January, for example, we were invited by the AI DuPont Hospital Nemours mm-hmm. to come and sing because they were receiving an award from the Human mm-hmm. Rights Campaign for supporting LGBT families. Mm-hmm. So we have a form on our website, which is www.therainbowchorale.org. Mm-hmm. And anybody who wants us to come can fill that out. We don't charge a fee. You know, we gratefully accept donations, of course, mm-hmm. but we're willing to go all over. We've sung in Dover. We mm-hmm. sing in Rehoboth as well as in Newcastle County. There and it's, go. I think, very important for us as a group because it allows us to engage with new audiences mm-hmm. and it allows, you know, we've gone before groups that don't have a lot of familiarity with mm-hmm. the LGBT community. Mm-hmm. And then we go with groups that have a lot of familiarity and a part of it, like mm-hmm. singing at the Delaware Pride Festival. But this is a big part of our mission, is doing this outreach.
Indeed. And you are very unique in many ways. I mean, there are not many groups like this. And it's important for inclusion purposes and to be... to have a better understanding about the LGBT community. This is a fantastic way of making that kind of inroads for those who do not understand, maybe, and for you to get in contact with different audiences. And it happens that it comes at such a pertinent time where things are kind of changing a little bit, opening up with more acceptance.
Definitely.
Gay marriage is a reality for Delaware mm-hmm. not long ago, which was something, it's a breakthrough.
Yeah, in fact, that was my very first performance with the Rainbow Chorale.
Really?
Was when Governor Markell invited us to sing at the signing of the, at the time it was a civil union mm-hmm. Law that he was signing, and we were invited to sing at it. So
yeah,
that was kind of exciting to have that be my very first performance with the chorale.
It means a lot. And when you engage the community, I'm sure it begins from a music standpoint, but also, as you mentioned, Mary, you engage the community for them to have a better understanding. What are the typical questions, if you may, they ask and that we can share with the audience that are listening right now?
That's an interesting question. I mean, we don't usually get people exactly interrogating us.
No, but, of course, but there's okay. something that comes to mind that you would yes. like to share.
Oh, sorry. I didn't understand. About the Rainbow. One of the things I wanted to actually point out about the Rainbow Chorale is that it is part of a history of gay and lesbian choruses, and it's sort of in the second wave. Mm-hmm. So the first wave are organizations that are now about 40 or even 50 years old. Mm-hmm. The Philadelphia Gay Men's Chorus and Anna Cruces up in Philadelphia are examples of that, of being a men's and a woman's chorus, mm-hmm. respectively. The Rainbow Chorale is interesting because it's actually both men and women.
Mm-hmm. And which is unusual in our network of gay choruses. We're actually
really?
Definitely the minority,
okay.
even though, of course, in the larger choral community, mixed choruses, SATB choruses, are by far the majority. So it's interesting.
Yeah. Okay. So it basically, I think this is actually great because I mean, personally, I enjoy singing in an SATB chorus, but also it gives a chance even within the gay and lesbian community mm-hmm. and has over the years a chance for people to share their concerns mm-hmm. With each other. Because, you know, the gay male experience and the lesbian female experience are not necessarily the same experiences. Not sure. to mention, then we also have the transgendered community, which mm-hmm. we have members of. So that's it. And I will also point out that, you know, the chorus is open to everyone. We don't discriminate on basis of sexual orientation. We have many members who are also straight mm-hmm. And support the LGBT community.
Yeah. There you go. And let's continue talking about the many things that you have lined up. But for the time being, let me re-engage with the audience to let you know that you are tuned into News Radio 1450 WLM and 1410 WDOV for the Delaware State of the Arts radio show. Our guests today are Mary Reppy, president of the Rainbow Chorale, and Ellie Armsby, artistic director of the same Rainbow Chorale. Did I do justice to...
Yeah.
Yes, okay. You did. That's perfect.
All right. In any event, this is the first time that I recall in probably a long time that the Rainbow Chorale is coming to the Delaware State of the Arts radio show, which is fantastic. I have to say that I was so looking forward to having you guys here because understanding is based on knowledge. And once you shared the many things that you have lined up, which is my next question... Mm-hmm. I'm sure people are going to be interested and looking forward to finding over the internet or maybe calling you and the like. So who wants to share what's coming up?
Well, we just this past week started our first rehearsal. We'll be working through the fall on our first major concert of the season. Okay. As Mary mentioned, we have a couple of what we call outreach performances that are going to be coming up sooner than that. But our first major performance of the season is in December.
Okay.
And traditionally we do a holiday concert, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, I guess, sometimes.
A combo.
a holiday concert, mm-hmm. Usually in December, although one time we did do in November. And this year I'm really excited about our program. Our program is titled Holiday Classics. Our classic holiday? No, I forgot. Classic holiday.
With
I think.
A twist.
With a twist. And it's holiday classics with a okay. twist. So our idea is we're going to be bringing out a lot of kind of traditional, in some cases, Christmas carols or other kinds of holiday songs. But many of them are in an unusual arrangement, maybe a jazz version of a traditional carol, something like Carol of the Bells, but with a jazz flavor to
it. Oh, okay.
We have another piece called The 12 Days After Christmas, which is a kind of a spoof off of the 12 Days of Christmas with lots of silliness that happens. But I'm most excited about the second half of our program, which is going to be a bit of a departure for us. We're actually going to be putting on a little one-act play the second half of our program.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a retelling of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. So with a much more updated and mm-hmm. kind of humorous take, all the characters are sort of gay and lesbian characters that people that you might meet, you know, now, and it's got some real funny bits to it. It will have music as a part of that as well. That's where mm-hmm. the Mr. Grinch song is going to come into play there that I mentioned
All right.
earlier.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited about that. We're going to be performing that on December 12th at St. Paul's Lutheran in Newark, Delaware,
okay.
which is a somewhat new venue for us. We've performed there one time before, but this is a little bit new for us.
Okay.
And then we're going to be performing the same program again the following week, Saturday, December 19th, at First and Central Church in downtown Wilmington, which is
there
where
you go.
We have typically been.
So tell people really again. Excited. So keep in mind, if you have a piece of paper, the first concert, the major concert, is happening when, Ellie?
December 12th.
At 7:30.
Okay.
Yes, at St. Paul's Lutheran in Newark, Delaware.
Okay.
And then the concert will be done again on December 19th at 7:30 again at First and Central Presbyterian Church in downtown Wilmington.
Terrific. So that's one of the things that you have lined up.
Yeah.
What else? Because you guys are doing tons of things.
We are doing tons of things. So then in the spring, I don't think our dates are quite set for this, but it will probably be in late March or early April.
Oh, probably the first weekend in April. That's what we are aiming for, since late March is Easter.
That's a good point.
We don't want to be on Easter. We're going to be doing a program that's going to be all music of revolution. So some of that could be a political revolution. We're going to most likely be singing some Verdi opera choruses from the Italian Revolution, but all the way through to the rock and roll revolution. So we're going to kind of explore that theme musically and have a lot of fun with that.
The rock and roll.
So social, musical, cultural.
There you
changes.
Go. Things that shaped society at some point.
Exactly, yeah.
Maybe you need to include some kind of hip-hop type of thing these days.
Yeah,
so I don't know. Not my cup of tea, I have to say.
And our third trimester is going to be a little different this year. Most years for our third performance, which might be the second or the third, we do what we call a showcase or a cabaret style performance, which features much more in the way of small acts, individual acts. The members take a big hand in creating this program because as they develop ideas, and I mean it's a great show and it's a lot of fun. But this year we are actually going to be doing concert that will be featuring music that we will be singing in Denver at the Gala Festival in July.
Oh, you haven't talked about that. You need to
talk about the Gala Festival. So I mentioned earlier in the show that there are many LGBT choruses of different kinds all across the country and internationally. And there's an association, the Gala Chorus Association, that we all belong to. And every 4 years, we have a big music festival. And this is a 4 or 5 day event. And choruses come from all over to sing. And it's all kinds of groups.
All over the U.S. or all
the
over
world?
The world.
Actually.
Wow.
And they have international choruses that actually take place in Europe and other places.
I see.
So next July in 2016 in Denver, Colorado, they'll be having the festival, and the Rainbow Chorale is going to go, both with our main chorale and with our small ensemble, Prism, not prison, Prism, as in the thing that splits light. And we will be performing there. And the festival is a very, very special occasion for everyone who comes, for sort of two reasons. One is just the amazing sense of community.
Right.
In 2012.
How many people attend?
Yeah,
6,000.
Yeah, there were 6,000 there, and they're going to have that
take
many.
Over the city.
Yeah, that many
kind
or more.
Of you take the city over. Yeah.
And then the other thing is their performance is running continuously through the day. And if you're going to the festival, you can go to any of them. You can't go to all of them because there are multiple ones running at the same time. They have three major concert halls and two smaller venues.
So it's a massive thing.
It's a massive thing, but it gives you a chance just to see all these different groups, from really small ones, there are groups that have 8 people, and then there are groups that have 250 people.
It's really something. I mean, I had been to a number of choral gatherings, in my past life, but I was really blown away 4 years ago when we went to this. Just at the number of singers, at the diversity of styles, and not just musical styles, but performance styles. Some people did things that were almost like a play. Some people did things that were.
I imagine the creativity is
like amazing.
Something,
and it was very inspiring. I mean, I kind of went around with my little book and circled pieces that I thought would be great for us, or just pieces that
so
were
you
really
go crazy
neat.
Those
yeah
days.
A little bit although it's also it can be overwhelming, but
I know, believe me, I know these kind of conventions are like, well, listen guys, this is just make sure you come back and report on that and your participation, because again it's about for people to understand, and I had honestly no idea how big this event might be. And Rainbow Chorale is going to be right there representing Delaware.
Absolutely, right.
So
right.
You guys have to come back and report.
We'd be glad
to. Do your
to.
Duty.
Okay.
In any event, tell me about this. I imagine that in between this type of choruses, there's somebody always in the world that is having that kind of cutting edge experience. Is there something, Mary, that you've detected, maybe somebody that you are looking forward to follow maybe or learning from? In terms of the international experience?
Well,
I know. I'm thinking kind of, for instance,
you mean
for pop music.
Or?
Yes, that's what I was thinking. For pop music, typically English, UK singers tend to have like the upper hand in occasions. I'm not saying that always.
Well, it really depends on the genre. Yeah. I mean, okay. I think the place where we and Achimini, you know, the other gala choruses really excel okay. is that we master multiple genres and we present in them. So I actually sing in another local group that does very classical music, and that's a lot of fun too. What I think that the Rainbow Chorale really has done successfully over the years mm-hmm. is present on all styles and different levels of complexity of pieces. And we've actually, a few years ago, we had a commissioned piece from Andrea Clearfield, mm-hmm. who is a very well-known Philadelphia composer, with poetry by Susan Windel, who is a well-known Philadelphia poet. Mm-hmm. And that was a very exciting experience for us because it was mm-hmm. it was a fairly major piece, mm-hmm. and it involved some instrumentation as well as choral work, and it was gorgeous, and it was ours.
It's a beautiful piece. We actually recorded that a couple of years ago, and we did perform that at the last festival in 2012. We performed that on the stage mm-hmm. at Gala. So that was a very exciting thing. I wasn't a part of the group when the piece was commissioned, but it was really great for me to learn the piece and to rehearse it with the choir, some of whom had sung it when the piece was first commissioned and performed for mm-hmm. their 10th anniversary, and others for whom it was new. But I think it was still moving in the same direction.
With a few seconds left, believe it or not, we're almost running out of time. I'm sure people want to get in contact with Rainbow Chorale. How can they do that?
Well, we have a website. Again, it's www.therainbowchorale.org. Or if you just Google on Rainbow Chorale or Rainbow Chorale of Delaware, you'll find us.
Yeah, there is another Rainbow Chorale out there somewhere.
Really?
I forget where they are.
I think it's Rainbow Chorus, maybe? I'm not sure, yeah.
But anyway, so we're the Rainbow Chorale of Delaware.
Don't make a mistake.
Official name.
And Rainbow Chorale of Delaware.
And I should just say in the last seconds that we also, we are funded partially by the Delaware Division of the Arts. So I'd like to thank them for their support.
Absolutely.
Over the years, because that's been very important.
And with that, we need to say goodbye. Sorry, guys.
Okay.
You're coming back. Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.